Our little Stella Stamberg, the cat. I go out back and yell, "Stella!" to get her in. Little Stella is about 7 now, which means that she is pushing 50 in people years. The cat's healthy as a horse, but anybody with an aging pet worries about its longevity. The idea of putting it to sleep when the time comes is troubling. Veterinarian Eric Clough thinks pets could use hospice care, just like humans. He joins us from his home in Wells, Maine. Your wife, I understand, was a hospice nurse, and that influenced some of this work you're doing with animals. What are some ideas from hospice that might be good for animals?
The human hospice model addresses pain as the leading issue that must be controlled. And so certainly with our pets, people don't want their pets to suffer. They see things, well, I don't want them to be in pain. I don't want them to be vomiting excessively. Mm. I want to make sure my cat or my dog eats.
And so what can you vets teach those of us who own animals about what we can do to relieve pain when a pet is dying?
There are lots of medications and nursing practices that can be applied that can attempt to do that. The most common cause of death in cats is that their kidneys fail. And their lives can be prolonged. A nice quality of life can be prolonged for a long while simply by giving them water under their skin. So it's very common for us to send home with owners these liter bags of lactated ringer solution, and the owners give their cats 3 ounces or 100 cc's or 200 cc's a day or 3 times a week, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
You know what happens often, Susan, is someone will say, no, I can't stand blood. If it's this nasal tumor in a dog, which is a fairly common diagnosis, oh, it's going to be bloody, that's the end of me, I'm out of there. So we coach people to do things like put an ice pack on. Here are some tranquilizers that will drop this dog's blood pressure a little bit. And by the way, get a dark old towel, dark color thing. It's not a bright white sheet or towel to clean up the blood. And they call you and say, hey, you know, we got through that, Doc. What else do we do?
Yeah, but, you know, putting it to sleep, you use the term euthanasia, might be the right course in certain circumstances, depending on the pet, depending on the owner. So how do you decide when that is?
Well, certainly intractable pain, or the perception that this animal is in pain and is suffering. Keeping in mind that the definition of suffering in people is the lack of coping resources. Animals, sometimes you can't tell that they're in pain until you medicate them and they show that they're feeling better.
Dr. Eric Clough is a retired veterinarian. He lives in Wells, Maine. There's resource information about pet hospice care on our website, npr.org. Thanks.
Thank you, Susan.